Essex Audio Theatre present Open Garden Warfare, written by Colin Hume.
Bill, I've been thinking.
Oh?
I want my name to appear in the yellow book.
I thought we agreed the entry should be in my name.
What? No, not the telephone directory. The yellow book.
What yellow book?
The Open Garden Society. I can see it now. The stunned expressions as people first glimpse the garden in all its glory. The tentative questions. How do you achieve such sublime effects? The grateful thanks for the inspiration I've given them to improve their own gardens. The final parting, with promises to return next year. The... Bill, your mouth is open.
I know. What are you talking about? You'd hate loads of strangers tramping round your garden, treading on the plants. Stealing the plants, probably.
Nonsense. I'm not inviting the hoi polloi. These are connoisseurs of the gardening world. People of taste and discernment.
But can't anyone buy the book? Or just see the sign outside and walk in?
Bill, don't argue with me. The hoi polloi wouldn't dream of buying the book or coming in. And if they do, I rely on you to turn them away.
Me?
Well, obviously. I need someone sitting in the drive taking the money. And you can't expect me to do that. I must be in my garden, receiving the praise and recognition due to me.
But, Susanna, how can you...
Stop! My mind is made up. I'm unswearable and unstoppable.
And unreasonable.
I'm never unreasonable. I'm reason itself. You're so set in your ways. But I want to rise above your petty considerations. Bill, I am not open to discussions on this.
Well, there's a change.
And I do not tolerate sarcasm. I will open the garden.
Anything else, Mr. Brunswick?
Look, this schedule, Jen, it's just not realistic. Think about everything that could possibly go wrong. Delays with contractors, delays with suppliers. The weather, the hospital board wanting extras and rejecting what we've done. And come up with a more realistic proposal.
Sorry, sir.
Jen, you're still learning. I worked my way up the company from lower down than you. And I'm very glad some of my early proposals were thrown out. It's all about gaining experience, OK?
Yeah, thanks.
I'll expect version 2 tomorrow. Bill Brunswick.
I've just had a phone call. The local representative is coming round on Tuesday evening.
Yes?
So I want you home from work on time, smartly dressed, ready to help me impress her.
Well, how do I fit in with all this?
Just do it, will you? She's a woman of importance, and that doesn't mean you refer to her as the Great White Chief.
All right.
Or the Big Cheese.
All right. Suppose she doesn't like...
Or she'll love the garden. Everybody does. Now get back to work.
Yes, dear.
Hello, I'm Christine Hargrave from the Open Garden Society.
Oh, so you're the Great White, cheese.
I've not been called that before.
Come in and meet my wife, Susanna.
I find people are impressed by so many different aspects of my garden.
Uh-huh.
Some of them go away feeling inspired to improve their own gardens. Not to my standard, of course.
When did you last prune those apple trees?
And some poor dears feel like giving up when they compare... Pardon?
The apple trees. They're in quite a neglected state. You've got a lot of branches crisscrossing each other, and there are some rubbing against each other. These two, for example.
I like the natural look.
So do I, when it's called for. But you need to get it sorted out.
I do tend to concentrate more on the plants, you understand. I feel they're more in harmony with the feminine side of my nature.
Yes, the plants are fine as far as they go, but there are too many patches of bare earth.
I really don't think...
There, for instance, on either side of the dahlias, and at the back by the fence. Maybe that space could be improved by adding some extra height to the left of that young pizzaforum.
Don't you feel that there's an artistic integrity in leaving enough space around a plant? It can speak to the admirer in classic isolation.
No, I feel there's too much bare earth.
Bill, keep your opinions to yourself. See who that is.
You do have some nice plants growing well and some unusual ones, but the whole garden lacks structure. You need more in it to keep people's attention. We want to engage the visitor for at least 45 minutes.
Structure?
Structure. And there's far too much concrete. That patio dominates the entire garden, and it's not a thing of beauty.
But that's where Bill does his barbecues. He's famous for them.
So have a barbecue area, but about a quarter of the size.
It's Tracy Swanson. She says she needs to speak to you urgently.
Dear Tracy, one of the less forceful women I try to help. But I can't see her now. Tell her to speak to me at the next group meeting.
Oh, she seemed very upset. I don't think it'll wait that long. I've left her in the living room.
Oh, dear. All right, then. Please excuse me. I won't be long. These people seem to think I'm always available to sort their problems out.
Are you a gardener too, Mr. Brunswick?
Oh, it's Bill. No, I'm just a dog's body for the hard labour. I'm not the arty type.
We can be grateful for that.
You know, you're nothing like what I expected.
Not arty enough for you. Bill, I'm a professional gardener, and that means a lot of hard physical work. I can put it on a bit, but it's not really me.
I tried everything you said, Mrs. Brunswick. He's just so unreasonable.
Men can be very trying, Tracy. It's a wonder we put up with them. But I really can't stay.
I told him I wasn't just a toy to be played with when he wanted it and then dumped afterwards.
And?
He just laughed.
Unfeeling brute. You must continue to be firm with him. Don't let him see any sign of weakness. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Yes, but it's so hard, and I get really upset.
But it's worthwhile when you finally gain control. Well, no, I don't mean control, of course. Marriage is a two-way thing, but there are times when you have to put your foot down.
You think he'll come back then?
Of course he'll come back when he's calmed down and thought it through. And when he does, remember to be firm.
I'll do it. He won't walk over me again. Thank you, Mrs. Brunswick. You always give me such confidence.
So you're the king of the barbecue, Bill?
Well, that's about the only thing I am king of.
Strange how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about that. Someone from the Women's Self-Help and Assertiveness Group that I run.
Well, I really don't think you should be talking about...
Bill, keep out of this. You understand nothing about Tracy and her affairs. Now, the garden. Well, really?
What?
Criticising my garden.
Well, that's her job.
If she's qualified to do it, which I very much doubt, that woman is not someone I would invite into my house under normal circumstances.
Oh, I thought she was rather helpful.
I'm not interested in what you thought. She has none of my own high artistic ideals. Quite a common woman, in fact.
Oh, I don't know. I rather liked her.
You would.
And obviously the OGS won't accept just anything.
Bill, my garden is not just anything. More structure. I'll give her more structure. What we need is a really impressive water feature.
Oh.
We'll replace most of the patio with a pond at the top of the garden, with a waterfall to the lower level, going into marble channels.
Like the Taj Mahal?
Don't interrupt my inspiration. Yes, it's all becoming clear. The marble channels run down the garden on either side of the lawn, meeting at the bottom to cascade into a lower level pool with a huge fountain. Oh, yes.
Oh, blimey. That's going to be an enormous amount of work and I'll be lumbered with most of it.
I'll supervise you, dear. Or, I know, I'll ask Mr. Dingbang.
You're joking. Dingbang's just an odd job man. Not even good at that. He'd be completely out of his depth.
I can advise him.
Now, hold on, Susanna. I manage builders all day long, and I know several who don't have much work at the moment and would certainly do a good job.
No, I absolutely forbid you to get any of your men in. I trust Mr. Dingbang, and he'll do what I tell him.
And the cat isn't going to like it.
Of course she will. We'll put goldfish in the pond. That'll make Jemima very interested.
Yeah, they'll look great going down the waterfall and along the channels, and then spouting up through the fountain.
Don't be ridiculous, Bill. I'm sure Mr. Dingbang will think of something.
That's what I'm afraid of.
You're prejudiced because he's Chinese.
I'm prejudiced because he's totally incompetent.
He's very cheap.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I am determined, unshakable. My garden will be the talk of the neighbourhood. I must go and draw up the plans immediately.
Huh. You want water feature? No problem.
But not just any old water feature. It needs to be spectacular.
Spectacular. Okay. You got lots of money?
Of course.
No problem. You want real marble for channel?
Certainly.
You got lots of money.
I don't think you need to concern yourself with the price. Just make sure it's spectacular.
So, top pond, cascade, channel to either side, channel down both side lawn, channel to bring to centre at bottom, water pour into lower pond, fountain.
Huge fountain.
Ah, huge fountain.
And don't bother my husband with the financial details. Just give the quote to me in private.
Oh, keep expenses secret, huh?
Yes.
Okay, I bring plan in few days. Huge plan.
Excellent.
Bill Brunswick.
Hello, Bill. Christine Hargrave from the OGS.
Hello, Christine. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Just ringing to find out how your plans are going.
My wife's plans, you mean?
I suppose I do.
Well, she's not discussed them with me, but they're obviously developing fast in all directions.
I'd better have a word with her then.
Sorry, she's out at her Lady Bountiful group, telling gullible young women how they should be running their marriages.
And what are you doing?
Well, nothing really. Just thinking about what to eat.
It's no fun eating on your own, is it? Tell you what, I'm at a loose end too. Want to meet up for a meal? Sorry, am I being too forward?
No, all right, I'd like that. Somewhere quick, though. Got to be back when Susanna comes in.
Well, the pizza place in Sun Street is very quick, and they do good pizzas.
OK, see you there in 5 minutes.
Great.
And that raises the major question. Who is in control of your marriage? Of course, I'm not suggesting that one or the other of you should be in control all the time. That would be unreasonable. But we all know that many husbands do hold that viewpoint, and we need to fight it.
Well, I did what you said, and we did fight, and I lost.
Tracy, you mustn't give in. Never admit that you have lost. A temporary setback, I'm sure that's all it is.
But he's stronger than me.
It's nothing to do with physical strength. More of a moral standing. No doubt my husband is stronger than me, but when it comes to moral fibre, the strength is on my side, without being aggressive. I let him know the way things are. There's no argument. He understands. Why? At the moment, he's at home, cooking me a meal, and I didn't even have to ask him to. He just knows.
So, tell me, Bill, if you don't mind me asking, how long have you been married?
10 years.
You've done better than me then. Mine lasted less than 3.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. It was a disaster from the start. Soon as we were hitched, he thought he owned me, and things went downhill fast.
Some men don't seem to know when they're well off.
Do you think we've got time for another glass of wine?
I don't see why not. 2 more glasses of red wine, please.
So you're a manager in a building company?
Work my way up from clerical assistant. We build for big organisations, hospitals, schools, corporations. Very varied, different problems every day.
And you deal with the problems?
Thanks. Cheers. Well, I try to be fair to everybody. The clients and contractors as well as the company. Some people say I'm too generous, but I think it's important to keep all sides happy. That means we keep working with them.
I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you're so different from your wife.
Ah.
Why do you let her, you know?
I'm sorry, I don't know what to say.
Was that too personal? Look, you don't have to answer.
Well, she's my wife, and I love her. You don't think that's a good answer, do you?
I don't know. Yes, I suppose it is. Sorry, didn't mean to stir things up.
Well, time I was getting home anyway. Let me pay for the meal.
No, I don't do that. We'll go halves.
OK.
And I'll come round to see the garden next Tuesday, unless I'm told otherwise.
I'm sure that'll be fine. Susanna's always in on Tuesdays.
And the Thursdays?
No, Tuesday would be... Oh, you mean...
You and me, next Thursday.
Oh, if you want to.
How about the Italian restaurant on West Street?
Well, that would be great.
I'll be looking forward to it, Bill. See you Tuesday.
And then the two channels meet at the bottom, here, and cascade into a lower pond, with a fountain, of course.
Wow.
I thought you'd be impressed.
I'd need to see it to believe it.
Yeah, me too.
And you shall.
Have you decided when you want to open?
First Sunday in May, 2 o'clock until evening, with tea and cakes on sale in the afternoon, and cheese and wine in the evening.
Great. I'll see the date gets into the yellow book. But let me warn you, 6 months isn't as long as it sounds. You'll have to get all the hard landscaping done over the winter so the new planting will have a chance to settle in and spread itself.
I assure you, everything is in hand.
That's all right, then.
Mother, you don't understand. Mr. Dingbang may not be ideal, but he's been so lonely since his wife died. It would do him good to get out of the house and really get his teeth into something. Yes, I do remember when he wired up the whole house on a 5-amp fuse. No, absolutely not. Excuse me, I was there. Not you, Mother. I'm in a queue at the supermarket and someone tried to push in. But you've never liked Bill anyway. Why do you... Listen, Mother, I know you rule Father with a rod of iron, but it doesn't always work on Bill. If I let him bring his men in, they're going to look to him for instructions. And it's my garden. It isn't like that. No, I know you don't, but Bill can be unexpectedly firm sometimes. All right, we'll wait and see. Bye.
No problem. Oh, so you're stuck.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to push it in than pull it out.
So.
Good thing we got some extra bits.
And another 10 of the salvias.
Which?
The blue ones at the back.
I think we've got enough for one trolley.
Fetch another trolley. We're not nearly done yet.
I bet Christine we'll get a discount on all this.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing. Well, you'd do it much quicker with a mini digger.
Bill, keep out of this. Mr. Dingbang is in charge, not you.
It'll take forever.
Then why don't you give him a hand instead of criticising?
Many hands make light work.
Yeah, the digger makes even lighter work.
How's it going, Bill?
Well, we've had our share of disasters, but it's coming along slowly. The marble's arriving next week. Heaven knows how we're going to handle that.
What about your man?
Dingbang? Oh, he's always brimming with overconfidence. He doesn't see the problems till they hit him in the face. And if I try and warn him, Susanna tells me I'm being negative and defeatist.
You must find that very frustrating.
Christine, I was wondering. I've got an office due on Thursday. Susanna always refuses to get involved with anything to do with work. Would you like
I'd
to...
I'd love to see what your work's like.
Mr. Brunswick, have a drink.
Oh, thanks, Jen. This is Christine.
Drink, Mrs. Brunswick.
I'm not his wife.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't matter, Jen.
It's just that I've never seen your wife.
This is much friendlier than most office parties.
I know. Most places, everyone just drinks as much as they can and try and avoid the bosses.
But not here.
Oh, no, we're a team. We don't see it as us and them. And Mr. Brunswick wouldn't pull a fast one on us.
Yes, please, Jen. Evening, Bill.
Evening, Dom. This is my friend Christine. Dom's the CEO.
Pleased to meet you.
I don't suppose there's much here to excite you.
Yes, there is. I'm a gardener. I deal with builders quite a lot, but nothing on the corporate scale. I'm fascinated.
Gardener, eh? There are times when we could deal with you on staff. We're much better at the hard landscaping than planting up afterwards.
Christine also works for the Open Garden Society.
Yes, saw your entry in the yellow book. We'll be coming along.
If it's ready in time.
If you're doing it, I'm quite sure it will be. Excuse me, must have a little bowling.
Everybody likes you and has confidence in you, except...
Now don't start that.
Why don't you take me to your office and show me what you do? Sorry, that wasn't intended as a double entendre.
People may talk.
Let them.
Well, not very exciting, but I've got everything I need here.
I suppose you're out on the job a lot of the time.
Well, it varies. Sometimes I'm hardly here, other times I'm desperate to get out.
Let me just... It's like you somehow. Tidy, well organised, efficient. No hidden recesses. No dark secrets.
How do you know I don't have dark secrets?
Do you?
Well...
Come here. That sort of secrets.
Christine, I...
Rawr.
No, this isn't right.
Very nice, though.
I've got into this deeper than I intended.
I think we both have, though they say a lot of this goes on at office parties.
Yeah, maybe.
I really wasn't trying to put pressure on you. It just sort of happened.
I know. You're an attractive woman, Christine, and I'm married. I think we'd better get back to the party.
Are you sorry I...
No, not sorry. But that's enough.
All right. Back to the party.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Bramswick. Didn't know you shopped here.
Sometimes it's impossible to avoid supermarkets. Any news, Tracy?
He came round to pick up his football gear.
Did he say anything?
Not much.
What did he say?
It wasn't important.
Everything is important in a situation like this. What did he say?
Well, he said, tell that interfering busybody to keep her nose out.
All right, here's the marble. How are we going to get it into the back garden?
Rollers.
Rollers?
Sure. Egyptian used to build pyramid.
Well, that was a few years ago.
Oh, still standing, though.
All right, let's give it a try.
Wouldn't you like to stay a bit longer?
Well, it's not a question of like. Of course I would. But, Susanna's expecting me home and...
You let that woman rule your life.
Well, she's my wife.
About time she wasn't then.
Christine, we've been through all this before.
I know. All right, off you go then. But I wish you'd do something to bring things to a head.
Oh, not level. Oh, what pity.
Well, you should invest in a laser level instead of that old thing.
Bill, I'm sure Mr. Dingbang would prefer what he's used to.
Christine doesn't think it's going to be ready.
And what does she? When did she tell you that?
At the office party, some time ago.
Office party?
Well, you wouldn't have wanted to be there.
That doesn't mean you can take some other woman.
Christine's interested in my work, you're not. She doesn't think it's beneath her to visit my office.
I have my own circle of acquaintances.
And so do I.
This will stop instantly.
Oh, no, it won't.
Bill!
How many more plants do you need?
Why should you care?
Now, just stop it. I agreed to come to the garden centre with you, but if you're going to behave like that, I won't come again.
Bill, this isn't like you at all.
So I've changed. People do. I just want to know how many more plants you're buying.
We're nearly there. I couldn't have bought these in the winter after all. Spring is here and the landscaping is complete.
But the water still isn't running.
Mr. Dingbang says there's plenty of time for that. At the moment, I'm concerned with the planting. Now things won't be trampled underfoot.
I'm still worried the water isn't going to work. I really don't think he knows what he's doing.
I will not have you... Please don't undermine Mr. Dingbang's confidence.
No danger of that. What about the Bruneras? They'd look good with the erythroniums.
What do you... How do you know those names?
Well, Must have just picked them up.
From that woman?
From your OGS organiser, yes.
She'd better not turn up on the day.
What about that one with the red flowers?
Siliquastrum.
Why is that a silly question?
Siliquastrum, that's its name.
Oh, right.
Judas tree to you.
Oh, still seem to be problem. Pump working, but no water. Plants look beautiful.
Yes, the plants are lovely, but we can't have empty channels running down the side of the lawn. It's obvious they're meant to have water in them.
Oh, still weak to go.
Look, I've been very patient for the last few months, but I think we should call in an expert.
Bill, this is not the time.
Yes, it is the time. I've got a man who knows everything about water features.
Why do you keep trying to take over? I don't want any of your employers involved in this.
Oh, maybe a good idea.
This is my garden, and I'll do things my way.
Then you'll do them on your own.
Bill, come back here. What are you doing?
Packing a case. What does it look like?
Where are you going?
I expect you can guess.
That woman.
Her name is Christine.
You can't do this to me.
You just watch me.
He's gone. He really has.
No, he come back.
He won't. I never thought. But once he's made up his mind...
He not bad man.
No, he's not.
Suggest you take things calmly. Keep working on garden. I think he'd come back.
No, it's over. I know it.
Oh, Mrs. Brunswick, please no cry. Need water there, not here. Oh, maybe he'd come back. When he calmed down and thought it through.
You really think there's a chance?
Of course. Always chance. Now, need to work on water feature.
All right, let's go through it all again.
Oh, that's the spirit.
But of course, that's not the important thing. It isn't a question of who's in charge. It's a question of your relationship with your husband or partner.
But Mrs. Brunswick, you always said we had to show him who was boss.
I know I did. But now I've begun to realise there may be other things to... If only I could...
Here, there, have a good cry. Do you good.
He's gone, Tracy. He left 3 days ago and he's never coming back.
What, Mr. Brunswick? Your husband? Oh. Shall I make us both a nice cup of tea?
Oh, yes, it's working. Oh, lass, working.
That's nice.
Nice, it's amazing. Oh, look at that.
Yes, it's just what I want.
Oh, and the fountain. Oh, yeah.
Yes, the fountain is spectacular.
But without Mr. Brunswick?
Without Bill here, it all seems pointless.
Need to keep water going day and night. Make sure no blockage.
All right.
He will come back.
I don't think so. But we open the day after tomorrow and the show must go on. Thank you, Mr. Dingbang, for all your hard work and your encouragement.
I don't know what I'd have done without you.
Jemima, it's the big day tomorrow. It'll soon be open garden time. You're such a beautiful cat. I'm sure you'll be the centre of attention. After the garden, that is.
No, it's not possible.
Mr. Dingbang, the garden's flooded. The lawn looks like a swimming pool.
Yes, straight away.
Ah. Ah, not so good.
It's a total disaster.
Need to switch off control.
It needs a lot more than that. The lawn's underwater, and look at my bedding plants, spinning round and round the fountain. Oh, one of them just came out of the fountain. What are we going to do?
Oh, no, don't really know.
If only Bill were here, he'd know.
You no hear from him?
Nothing. He's never coming back. And why should he? He's probably better off with that woman. No, he isn't. He should be here with me, his wife.
You think he made bad choice?
She's common. Pushy. What right does she think she has to... I don't know. He's been a good husband. My mother was against him from the start. Not in our social class, she kept telling me. But he was the only man I didn't scare off. He really irritated me. He'd laugh at me instead of taking me seriously. And then I suppose I saw him as a challenge. But we were happy together most of the time.
So he will come back?
No, the marriage is over. I wouldn't take him back if he came begging. Yes, I would. I love him. I need him, and I'd do anything to keep him.
You ever tell him?
Of course not. My mother would never have said such a thing to my father.
You're not your mother.
I think maybe I am. Oh, I've been so stupid. I drove him away. She was only the catalyst. Maybe it was all my fault.
All right, so what we do now?
We fight on, whether Bill's here or not.
Oh, that's the spirit.
You keep working on the water. I'm going to get my husband back.
Ha.
I've come for my husband.
You better come in.
Thank you.
Susanna.
Hello, Bill.
Shall we all sit down?
What are you doing here?
I've come here to apologise for the way I've treated you all these years, and to tell you that I love you and I want you to come home. And the garden's flooded and I need you to sort it out. Yes, I suppose it's funny. I've never been any good at laughing at myself. I was always irritated when Bill did it.
I'm not laughing.
You have every right to. Mr. Dingbang isn't up to it. I knew that, but I wouldn't admit it. Now I need your help.
You never appreciated him.
Christine?
No, it's a fair comment. I have appreciated you, Bill, but I never told you. I was so concerned with being in control, not showing any sign of weakness.
That's not weakness.
I'm just starting to realise that and other things.
I've always appreciated you, Bill.
But do you love him?
I don't know.
If you did, you'd know. What are your long-term plans?
You've no right to...
I have every right to ask you that. Are you intending to marry him?
Susanna!
No, Bill, I must know. Well?
How do I know? It's all so sudden.
I believe you've been seeing him for months. Surely you must have some idea.
I don't... Oh, this is ridiculous.
Is it? What happened to your first marriage?
That's none of your... Bill's a completely different sort of man.
Then are you ready to make a commitment to him?
Well, that's something we were discussing last night.
And?
And I never got an answer. Christine?
You're ganging up on me. My first marriage was a disaster. I'm not going to rush into another one.
But you've had other men since?
Yes.
Quite a number?
Quite a number.
But no commitment?
It's not as simple as that.
I'm sorry, I know it isn't simple, but do you blame me fighting to get my husband back?
No, of course I don't blame you. You seem very different.
I've had to do a lot of thinking.
Yeah, so have I.
Bill, you're not going back to her, are you?
I don't... Oh, this is so complicated. I've got to go back and sort out the garden. You can see that. It'd reflect badly on you and the OGS after all. After that, I don't know. I need some time to think things through.
All right.
I'll be there soon.
Thank you, Bill.
I thought you were happier with me.
I am in some ways. I feel more relaxed with you, more able to be myself.
More physical?
Yeah, that too.
But?
It's true what she said. You haven't made any commitment. I understand why you're cautious. One day you'll be ready for something permanent.
But it won't be with you.
I don't know.
All right. I can see how you're feeling. Go home.
What on earth have you done?
Bill.
Oh, Mr. Brunswick. Small problem with water.
Yeah, I'll say.
Bill.
Oh, Lanny, what's this?
I've been so horrible to you. I don't blame you for leaving me, but...
Look, I'm just here to sort out the garden. Don't push it.
You can't. It's ruined. We'll have to call it off. Put up signs saying cancelled.
We're not giving up now, not after all the money we've spent and all the hard work.
Oh, that's what I say.
I'll go into work and borrow a mobile pump. We only use them in the winter. And I'll bring Jason. He's our water feature expert.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, that'll do for now. I'll run it again in a couple of hours. Get some more up.
But the plants...
We can buy plants. If all three of us work steadily, I think we can do it. Take me to your garden centre.
Several garden centres.
Oh, what was that?
Probably an owl. Just hold the torch steady, it won't hurt you. Ooh!
What?
My back. I'm not used to doing all this bending down. Everything's so wet.
These are the last two in this batch.
Oh, well, of course. Very good.
It'll need to be. Okay, that does it for tonight. Bedtime.
Do you...
Yes, I'll stay. With you.
Oh, I'll come back in the morning. First thing.
Don't make it that early. It's 2 o'clock already.
Okay.
Ah, oh, Jemima. First things first, my lovely.
How does it look?
Not too bad, I'd say. And a clear sky. Could be hot later.
That's what we need.
We'll have to tell the visitors to walk on the paths down by the side of the lawn. I don't think the grass will take anything. You can put up signs. Please do not walk on the grass.
Oh, come off it. It's not a stately home. I'm just going to tell them the truth if they ask.
Bill, I won't... Yes, dear. I'm sure you're right.
Blimey. You'll have a stroke if you're not careful.
That'll be Mr. Dingbang.
All hands to the pump, as they say.
Bill, this is amazing.
Oh, hello, Don. Glad you could make it. This is my wife, Susanna. She's the gardener.
We meet at last.
Don's my boss.
Pleased to meet you, Don.
Looks as if you've had some trouble with the water.
Yes, but Bill sorted everything out, as you'd expect.
Indeed I would. He's a full man, your husband.
Mrs. Brunswick, this is fantastic. And just look at you.
Tracy, I'm so pleased to see you.
I knew he'd come back.
Come back?
My husband, he left me, but he's come back, and we're much happier now.
I'm so pleased, my dear. Now, why don't you come over here and meet Mr. Dingbang? He's the one who built the water feature.
Oh, Mrs. Blanswick, problem with water.
Oh, no.
Oh, outlet from top pond block. A water go through overflow, but spoiling effect.
Don't you think we should just leave it?
No, I fix. I just need to get across the far side.
Do be careful.
Does he know what he's doing?
Oh, I see problem. All I need to do is half it.
Mr. Dingbang!
How deep is it? Ah, he's all right. And look, he has fixed it. I can see the water coming out again.
Sorry I'm late. I had to be at two other gardens before yours.
Well, you could never be too late.
Thanks. So, how is it?
Still a bit waterlogged. We're keeping people off the grass, but I think it looks all right.
It looks very good. And the water feature is the crowning glory.
You don't need to overdo it.
Susanna, this is difficult for me as well. I'm here as the OGS organiser. But I also want to know about me and Bill.
Would you like...
No, it's you I want to talk to. Can we be honest? I still don't understand why he puts up with you.
And to be honest, nor do I. I hadn't realised what I was doing to him.
He says it's the way you were brought up.
That's partly it. We've been like this for 10 years and I never knew. I suppose I should thank you for bringing things to a head.
Is he going to stay?
I can't be sure, but I think all this has brought us closer together.
You don't deserve him.
And nor do you, but I know that if I force him away again, you could still be waiting. That might make me do more to deserve him.
Christine!
It's all right, Bill. I'm just going. Goodbye, Susanna.
Oh, right. Have you two been...
Fighting? No, just a woman-to-woman talk. I think I'm beginning to like her.
Blimey!
Thank you. Thank you all for your kind comments. See you next year.
Well, what a triumph. You've made a lot for charity, and the garden will certainly be the talk of the neighbourhood once Tracy tells everyone about it. Mr. Dingbang, glad to see you've dried out a bit. Thanks for all your hard work. Why don't you come round for a drink tomorrow night?
Oh, very kind offer, Mr. Blundwick. I accept with alacrity. Good night, and congratulations.
So, how do you feel about opening next year?
After all this work, I should hope so.
Good, thank you. Now I'm ready for bed.
Aha.
Bill, we've been married too long for that sort of response. On the other hand...
Come on, let's get reacquainted and put an end to all this open garden warfare.
Open Garden Warfare was written by Colin Hume. Susanna was played by Marion Neville. Bill by Tony Hine. Christine by Jan Andrews. Mr. Dingbang by Keith Flack. Tracy was played by Jackie Lewis. Don by Darren Egan, and Jen was played by Angela Neville, who also directed the production. The play was recorded and edited by John Rhodes.